Welcome back then to the Real Madrid podcast for this Champions League update. Well, the waves of negativity that flowed following the loss to Eibar have been replaced in the press today as Real Madrid have qualified for the knockout stages of the Champions League, top of their group. The win in Rome also saw a return, a welcome return as well, to some positive headlines for Gareth Bale, who is enjoying a set of personal statistics on paper that look very impressive as well. He's either scored or set up an assist in each now of his last five European games. But, and this is the caveat, as good as it gets and as good as those statistics look, it's often the lethargic displays in La Liga that need to be addressed if he is going to win over a significant army of critics that still exist. And the irony is that Marca, it was, who ran a poll prior to the kickoff yesterday, 50,000 people took part in this, and they were talking about who should play in that game. Gareth Bale didn't even make the starting 11. So gives you an understanding and a view of perhaps the suspicion with which he is still viewed by large sections of the Madrid support. But it wasn't exactly an easy watch for Madrid fans last night, especially the first half, as Real Madrid did ride their luck at times. Solari, first of all, wasn't impressed after the match with the playing surface, which he described as pretty bad. A question on Roma's bad luck inside the first half. A terse reply was served up. Games are for 90 minutes, he said, and they're 90 minutes for a reason. Now, on Isco, the dropping of Isco, he said, was a specific decision on a specific moment. Coaches are in place to make decisions like that. It's a decision I took. Sometimes these decisions we get right, sometimes these decisions we get wrong. Gareth Bale was speaking afterwards. He said, "We earned the victory. Now we have to improve and keep on winning games. We have a new coach. We have to give ourselves some time, but we must keep on fighting." He was also questioned on why he and the team cannot replicate Champions League performances in La Liga. His answer, Champions League, he said, is a different competition, played differently against teams who want to come to play football. And this simply comes naturally to us. Now, for some, Gareth Bale does have commitment issues, but Solari came out and leapt to his defence again yesterday. He said his commitment, he said, is very evident indeed because of how he played not only in Rome, but against Eibar. The commitment was there as well. Very good night for Marcos Llorente. He had his first start in Champions League, and his performance was described as spectacular by Lucas Vasquez. He showed a lot of personality and great maturity. We are all very happy for him. Happy for him, not many people too happy for Isco. We've been saying for weeks now that the time has been fast approaching for Isco to think about his choices and whether or not he will still be at Madrid next season. So, no sooner had the headline writers applied the Isco dropped banner, well, the rumours again began to resurface as to where he would be heading. So, take your pick. Juventus, Chelsea, Manchester United, Arsenal, Bayern Munich, Manchester City, PSG, all mentioned across Europe's medias over the course of the last 12 hours. Marcelo, though, did offer some words of advice to Isco. "I'm not somebody who gives out advice normally," he said. "We are all adults, we are all fathers, we all have families. We need to know, though, how to be professional. Everybody wants to play. If you want to play, you must work hard. I'm not saying that Isco isn't working hard, but when you see you make a mistake, you must improve." Just going back momentarily to Marcos Llorente, he was interviewed as well after match. 18 months ago, remember, he was interesting Tottenham, how they wish they'd have signed him. He said post-game, "My dream is to succeed at Real Madrid." But he added, "When the winter market comes, I will talk to the club and indeed to my family, and I will then make a decision on what is best for me. I showed today," he said, "I am ready when the coach needs me." Fabio Capello was talking about Madrid as well, post-Ronaldo. "They are paying for the fact," he said, "that they thought that they could get results even without him. When he was there, the other teams were afraid. Not only that, but the rest of the team were playing in a more liberated fashion." On the team's weaknesses, he said they do not defend well, though with Courtois in goal, it does give them a little more security. Last words on Isco then today. Some of the club's sources have been quoted as saying that it was the easiest decision for Solari to take to leave him out of the side. And no, this is not just a sporting issue with him. That's it then for the Champions League update on the Real Madrid podcast. Don't forget that Monday's edition is still out there. If you haven't caught up with the latest edition of the Real Madrid podcast, then do head over and have a listen. And don't forget to join us again next Monday for the Real Madrid podcast. In the meantime, from me, Tim Capel, hope you have a great week wherever you're watching your football. And we'll see you in a few days' time.